This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. I am wound up tonight, I got to tell you. On the air, texting, tweeting, chatting, and whatever you do while the show's going on. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Got a great show. Well, not like I don't always. You know what I'm saying? Great show lined up for you tonight. But I can't wait. I got to unload here in a second. But Rick Green's going to join us right after the first break. Rick is originally met him when he was with Wall Builders, and Rick is a constitutional expert. Google him, look him up, and you'll see what I mean. I always have a good time when he's on the show, and he's not one of those stuck up guys. He knows all about the stuff, but he's not a stuck up guy, and we'll have a good time with him too. I'm also hoping maybe I can poke Kimberly Moran to join me later on later on in the hour. We'll find out what she's got going on and what she has to say. I'm gonna complain about this all night long, so bear with me. So I went to Politicon this weekend, and for those of you I believe it or not, it was on the left coast, which is just amazing in and of itself. So we've got Politicon out here on the left coast, and let me see, what do they tout? Oh, I'll just get the book. What do you think? So, Politicon, for some of you who are watching, you see, I want you to see from the camera, right? Where's the camera? Yeah, I know, but I think I'm like right in the light. There you go, right there. So you can see. The other one be better. I don't know. Anyway, so the Politicon is the, I don't know, what do you want to call it? They call themselves, what do they call themselves? Oh, yeah, that's right, the quintessential. So they call themselves the quintessential nonpartisan event of the year. I found it to be a very interesting choice of words. So I went there on Saturday and Sunday. I wasn't going to go, but a mutual friend, our buddy Evan Sayet, said, "Hey, are you going to Politicon?" I said, "No, I'm not going to Politicon." Well, I'm going to do the comedy show there on Saturday night. I said, "Well, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll go. I'll go. I'll support you because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to support each other." And I knew that I went last year wasn't as politically neutral as they'd lead you to believe. So anyway, I go and I'm listening to him and I'm. And we're having ourselves a good old time, and Saturday was pretty good. Although most of the stuff I went to, I went to the Van Jones versus Coulter, Ann Coulter. That was a clip. I mean that was a kick. So most of the crowd, and the reason you knew that most of the crowd was left, right, was that every time Ann would put up a fact, a real fact, not one pulled out of midair, they booed her and they hissed her and all that other fun stuff. And every time Van Jones would pull something out of midair, they applauded him and thought he was great and all of that. So I put up with that for a while. I got a big kick out of being in the room with where they had the Bernie and Hillary debate going on, you know, which one was better than who. And every time Bernie was mentioned, the place just went up in uproar. And then every time Hillary was mentioned, there was boos and hisses going on there as well. So it was that kind of stuff. The artwork was left-leaning. I mean, it was a really, they can say what they want, but it was a left-leaning event. But let's get away from that for a second, if we could. So I come back on Sunday, Right? Had a good day on Saturday. Nothing actually saw anything go down. And Sunday was funny because Sunday I get there. What's her name? Sarah Palin was going to be there till noon. I leave the house around a little after 10. I get there a little before 11. And these are underground parking lots. So I'm working my way through the underground parking lot. And I see these two security guards. Not in uniform, you know, the plainclothes kind of guys. Suits. And they kind of eye me. I'm thinking, okay, I got my pants on, zippers up, shoes match, I'm good. And I kept walking, and one of the guys says, hey, where's your, I need to see your credentials. Well, I had put them, I hate when they swing in front of you, right? Makes me nuts. So I put them in my pocket. And I figured just before I got to the gate or whatever, I put them on. So I put them on, and he said, well, we have to check your credentials, just hang tight. And I go, okay, well, there's Sarah Palin here, President of El Mexico was coming in, a prior president, all that stuff, Vicente Fox. So they were just being tight on security. At least that's what I thought. I get inside, you know, just inside the door, because they didn't want me to wait in the parking lot. I get this fella comes out finally. Now, I'll show you how important I am. And I got two suits on the security side standing there. I did not know that there were two police officers on the other side of the door. Not yet, anyway. The fella from Politicon comes out, or a security guy, or whatever it was, irate, just upset. And instead of saying, who are you, and that kind of stuff, one of the first things he says to me, so where are your partners? I'm thinking, I don't have any partners. What are you talking about? And he said, no, you have partners. You know, you were here. Yeah, were you here yesterday? Yeah, I was here yesterday. Okay. So where were your partners? I don't have any partners. Who do you were? I mean, we're just going down this whole thing, right? And even when I told him that I had no partners, he wasn't having any part of it. He was not interested in hearing what I had to say. Right? This guy got aggravated / agitated the minute he walked out. And I said in the article I'm writing about this, it's like a scene out of the German movies. It's like he walked out and said, "Where are your papers?" Right? That kind of thing. And, look at that. You're going to have to wait till the next hour. Rick Green joins us right after the break. I'm looking forward to this. Hey, is the Constitution dead? Does it mean anything anymore? Really, think about it. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
I don't know. No comment.
Welcome back. Well, we are back. I hope you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Hey, if you want to check out stations, times, you know, different stations play at different times, you want to head up to the website, therealside.com. You can find out stations and times, way to listen to it on the air, pull down the podcast. Whole bunch of stuff going on there, going on up on the website. But I don't want to distract you too much, because you got to hear this. And not because it's my story, but you got to hear what it's like. You know, I've been screaming that Paul Ryan, in my humble opinion, is the first pass or the first person of the new progressive Republican Party. I really believe we're heading in that line. I think you're going to see a progressive, not a conservative, but a progressive Republican Party. And I think Paul Ryan is the first pass, if you would, at that progressivism. Anyway, so I went to Politicon. Look it up online. I think it's politicon.org. I think it's what their website. No, it's not. Is it com? I tried org. It worked earlier, but we could do com or org. You know what? You guys are intelligent. Google it. So as I started to say, the second day I went there, now they tout it as a nonpartisan event. It is not a nonpartisan event, a very heavy left-leaning event, and the majority of the people there are left-leaning. And again, they have a right to get together. I get all that. Just don't sell me something that isn't true. And I was grabbed the second day on my way in, and a fella, irate fella, security guy, obviously. I felt like I was sitting in front of an SS agent, and he was, he was asking me what I was doing there, who my partners were, right? And the first time he said, who are your partners? And I said, I don't have any partners. You're not here with anybody else? No, I'm not here with anybody else. And then I was thinking, okay, maybe he saw me yesterday. And I said, look, I was here yesterday, and I kind of hung around with them and say it off and on all day long. Yeah, I'm a name dropper. But anyway, I hung around with them and say it for a while. And, I went to a few of the events and what have you. He went on to say, you know who I'm talking about. He whipped out his phone. And he said, you were with these guys. And he starts flipping through pictures, and I'm looking at him, I don't know this guy. You don't know that guy? I felt like saying, do you not speak English? I don't know that guy. But see, at my age, right, I didn't want to be, I don't want to have to call my wife from jail at my age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'd be staying there. You heard her. 20 years ago, I wouldn't have cared. Seriously, I would have gone, I wouldn't have cared. So I kept saying, I don't know these guys. He said, yeah, you were with them between 4:30 and 5 yesterday. But that's impossible. I was tweeting, and you could see my tweets. I was tweeting at the Van Jones Coulter's event. Because, again, about 92% of the people in there were left-leaning. Every time Coulter opened her mouth, threw out a stat, they booed her. Every time Van Jones pulled out a stat from very dark places, they applauded him. See, you don't need facts with libs. You just need numbers that they like. That's how that works. So anyway, so this guy's questioning me. And another security official, an official-looking fellow, if you would, came walking out. And he says, I don't know how I got dragged into this. And then he looked at me. He said, but who are your partners? Who do you work for? And I said, look, I don't have any partners. I work alone. I work for Real Side Productions, for the Real Side Radio Show. That's it. And the irate security guy asked me for my credentials. I said, look, you got pictures of everybody else. You're accusing me of being this. Where's my picture? Don't you have a picture of me? I'm almost feeling insulted at this time. He took the time to take everybody else's picture, but he couldn't take the time to take mine. What is that? Anyway, so again, He asked me for my credentials. I took them off and handed it to them. And I said, what you're doing is wrong. He looked at me and like he had just sucked on a lemon. Right? You know how you take a drink of a glass of tea, or you ask for tea, and you put it up your mouth and you go to drink it and find out it's Diet Coke. You got that look on your face, kind of surprise and disgust at the same time, because you should know the difference. He looked at me and said, I'm not old enough that I don't forget a face from 24 hours ago. Well, apparently he did. I guess. If I tell you where I think he's from, I'm going to be called racist and all kinds of other stuff, which is nothing new for me. But I guess us older, large white guys all look alike to him. No, and he wasn't a black guy, I'll put it that way. Well, apparently he did, because, again, it wasn't me. I asked him for his name. He glared at me. I'm telling you, if his eyeballs could have been loaded, he would have shot me. Right? He glared at me, he looked at me, and he said, yes, I do, but you'll never get it. Now I need you to leave. So at this point, there's a big, burly Pasadena cop. Now we're not, mind you, I'm not yelling at all. I'm doing my talk. I'm even less animated than I am now. I'm just talking to the guy. Because I know I'm in a parking garage, right? You know what I'm saying? In my old days in Boston, that's not a good place to be when you've got a bunch of people standing around you. And this big burly passing the cop standing there next to me, and one by the door. I got the two security guards in suits. I got the official looking old guy, and I got this irate guy in my face. This is a no-win situation. So I knew better. Now, look, I know technically it's a private event, right? They don't have to let me in. They don't have to let me back in. They can ask me to leave during their event. I get all of that. Right? But I've never been thrown out of the event. I didn't do anything wrong. It probably was one of the most demeaning and embarrassing moments in my adult life. The guy kept talking over me like I was a teenager. This was like a scene out of the movies. Total lack of a professionalism on their part. At least on the security company's part, which ultimately rolls up to the Politicon people who ran and facilitated Politicon. And I really felt like for a moment there, I'm in communist Russia, right? In the bowels of some underground facility where no one's going to hear me scream. And my only statement is, because I can't be the only one, right? I think the Politicon management should be ashamed of themselves. Because these guys are a reflection of them. If this is the kind of event they're gonna run, and mind you, I did nothing. And I'd be willing to take a lie detector test right alongside that guy. And on a lie detector test, I'd like him to look at me and say, yes, you are the guy I saw. Because publicly I'd say, he's a lying piece of work. And I don't believe that it's a misunderstanding. I don't know. Think about it. Here's something that should scare you. Give this some thought. It should scare you. How did they know I was coming to the door? How many cameras do they have fixed on that garage waiting for me or somebody like me to walk in? I'm starting to believe as the day goes on, I look at certain things. They didn't like the tweets I was sending out on Saturday. Because I was at that event. Like I said, a couple of things. The other thing, too, I met Alveda King. Yeah, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. On GCN Live, I want to finish this on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. That, you know, I'm glad you reminded me because that story there just shoved everything out of my head. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat. Jeez, we go wireless. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay. So I was telling you about the Politicon, my Politicon experience. I haven't finished it yet, but I kind of segued off to talking about L.V. the King. I saw L.V. the King. I was, you know what, I don't get, my wife will tell you, I do not get excited about many things. I was extremely excited about meeting her. The history that that woman has seen and been through and been part of, you know, with her uncle. And that whole family. I mean, you know, you all know when you sit around telling stories at your family about things that have gone in your family, what stories must have gone around her table? The fighting, the pulling people together, the talking about how people could, you know, to me, that movement, to a degree, was almost like the revolutionary movement here in America. People knew they could die, and probably were going to. People knew that what they were fighting for was right, and decided this is why these guys are so great, and decided they were willing to give their lives for the cause. And Mr. King, MLK, said there was to be no violence, though, on their part. Think about that. We won't strike back. We won't start the fight for sure. And I look at that. I was excited to see her. But what I noticed, you know, because those racist, homophobic son of a guns that we are as Republicans, you thought I was going to say something else. I went down, there's a picture of me sitting next to her. And I was saddened by the fact that there was nobody around her. We're at a mostly Dem event. There are a multitude of black Americans, who I would believe to be black Americans, all around the place. Again, mostly Dems. And there weren't many people around her. I mean, there was a short line for a short period of time, but other than that, there was nobody around her. Like there were some of the others. Barbara Boxer, you couldn't get near her. I couldn't get close enough to spit at her. Seriously. But a famous African-American woman, black woman, whatever you want to call her, right? Somebody who was part of the history, the freedom, the things that brought freedom to the African-American community, they couldn't be bothered with her. And that was maddening and saddening at the same time, if those are real words. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So, and again, like I said, you know, James Carville was there. Another one of their gods. Isn't that funny? So let me see. The Big Tent people, they hovered around, got excited about, ran to the old white woman that's retiring. Boxer, right? Is it Boxer? Oh, fine, Sam. I get them mixed up. They look both the same anyhow. They're just old white women. That's all. Boxer's going. Yeah, she should. And then, let me see, James Carville. They're all excited to see him. Well, he looks more like a skeleton than he does a him. I could go on and on with all these old white folks that they ran up to see. All old, did you get that? All old white folks that they ran up to see. And couldn't be bothered with Elvita King. That bothered me. That was not cool. Anyway, back to the story. Ultimately, at Politicon, which I called a bit of a con, it is not a bipartisan event. It is not an event that fosters both sides of the conversation. Evan Sayed was at his comedy thing. There were four comics there, I think. Because I left after the third one. I couldn't handle it. The first comic comes out, and she does this big thing making fun of, is it Malia? Not Malia. What's Trump? Melania. Do we not have John and Marys anymore in this country? Are they gone? Okay, so Melania Trump, she does a whole thing on Melania Trump, makes fun of the woman. I think the woman speaks six languages, doesn't she, or something like that? We don't want conservative immigrants, get it straight, only liberal immigrants. So, she's an immigrant. Anyway, so she has a son. And they made fun of the son as well. So now the kids now are okay, except for President Obama's kids. His kids are off limits. So let me see. Melania and her son, I guess their son at this point, made fun of them. And they were pretty, they weren't raunchy jokes, but they were not good jokes. They're not happy jokes. Anyway, then Evan comes on. And I have the pleasure of sitting around, again, three old white women. Yes, I'm getting real racial tonight, aren't I? I'm sitting around three old white women, and Evan's telling jokes about libs. They were pretty funny, too. I mean, it had me rolling, which is probably why one woman kept glaring at me. But maybe she was the mother of that guy that threw me out. I don't know. Could be. You never know. And I'm telling you, it was like a mantra up there. Oh, that's not very funny. That wasn't very funny. That wasn't called for. That wasn't very... just amazing to me. So there was nothing he said, because you know what? It all had airs of truth in it. One of the jokes he told, which I thought was great, he says, "Look, I'm really got a problem here, because if I do my shows on Friday nights, I lose the Christians. I mean, I lose the Jews." He said, "If I do my shows on Sundays, I lose the Christians." No, he goes down this whole list. He goes, "If I do my shows during the week, the only ones that show up are the liberals." Get it? Boom, boom. They don't work. Oh, that was hilarious. Except for the three old women. Well, that wasn't called for. That wasn't very nice. It's like, wait a minute. You're okay with everything they said about Trump's wife and his son. They were all funny. But nothing. Okay, I got it. So I said, all right, I'll just sit here, whatever. The next guy comes out. He's definitely a lib. He kind of makes fun of Evan a little bit. Then he goes right into using a four-letter word, you know, F this and F that and these guys this and the effing conservatives that. And I'm thinking, wow. And everybody's laughing again. So, Evan, you want some help here? Use as much vulgarity as possible, right? Make fun of the other person, all the stuff, you know. Isn't that all the stuff the libs love when you make fun of other people? God. It's just a mass ball of just hypocritical garbage. Well, I like that. There's a call from Pathway to Victory. All the political garbage coming through. So anyway, like I was wrapping up the last segment, you know, Politicon, the management should really be ashamed of themselves. If they're not keeping their pulse on what's going on, if they're not asking what's happening, if they're not moving through some of the incidents that took place during the day, that's a problem. But ultimately, here's the deal. Now, they got my email address because I wrote them an email Saturday night. So I still don't know who. Now nobody give me names. So I have no idea who was detaining me. I don't even know if they work for Politicon. How do you like that? Except that they have badges on them that said Politicon and AAA on them. They were bright red. I guess that's supposed to instill fear in you. So, I still don't know why I was detained. I don't know what I did wrong. I don't know who my affiliates were. I have not a clue. I mean, there was a, now get this. We're at a public event. Not a public, you know what I'm saying. Right? We're at a media event. And there must have been thousands of people there, I would imagine. Yeah, there were thousands of people. And they wanted me to single out two large white guys in black pants and black shirt carrying cameras. Yeah, because I'm sure they were the only large guys with black pants, black shirts, and a couple of cameras walking around the place all day, right? So, again, let me falsely accused, falsely detained, removed from the event for no good reason, and I just want to thank them for allowing me to see a bit of real communism at work right here in the good old U.S. of A. Seriously. Yeah, that would have been a better thing, too, if they had, like, Russian garb on. That would have been great, wouldn't it? Anyhow, Rick Green's going to join us in the next hour. And not this one. Man, you know, and we would joke when we came back from break. There was something that just, somebody hit me during the break. Not hit me, but sent me something during the break. I got to do this one. I can't help it. A feminist professor at the university, here's that sound. Yeah, it's break time. After the break, we're going to talk about a feminist professor at the University of Pennsylvania. She wants doctors nationwide to stop calling breastfeeding natural. You want to know why? You got to come back. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time.
Hey,
we're done with that story. Get out of here. Thank you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I appreciate that. That guy yelling at me again. I'm telling you, I can't stand it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. These people are going to yell at me, too. There's no way around this. I mean, we're back with this nutsoid stuff. You know, for my Christian friends, remember, the Bible talks about in Revelations, when right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right, things get, like, turned all the way around. Well, don't you love this? I mean, seriously, there's so much craziness going on. I can't find it now. I went right past it. Well, I'll get back to it. I'm going to have to come back to it. But the story about the... Unless you... Let me see. I'm interested. All right. I'm going to read a portion of this. Because now I can't find it. I hate computers. I just hate them. How long have you been working with them? 20 plus years? You still hate them. 30? You're not that old.
You're old.
I am old. Oh, so anyway, the professor who wrote this, and I'm only got half the story here, you'll get a kick out of this. Promoting breastfeeding as natural may be ethically problematic, and even more troubling is it may bolster this belief that natural approaches are presumptively healthier. So here we go, okay? My first thought is, so natural approaches are not healthier? They're bad for you, apparently? Right? This may ultimately challenge public health aims in other contexts, particularly childhood vaccinations, coupling nature with motherhood. However, they can inadvertently support biological deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women. I'd like now a real man, and I want one of these other things, but I'd like to see a man breastfeed a child, and the child be satisfied. That ought to be interesting, right? So we can't say that breastfeeding is natural for a woman, even though the glands are made to work that way, even though after childbirth, you know, Mother Nature, if you don't believe in God, you boneheads, right? You come back at this stuff, and Mother Nature has made it so the women's glands and their breasts produce... Yes, a woman, get over it. A man cannot produce milk. If the man is producing milk, there's something wrong. Period. For example, that women should be the primary caretakers of children, referencing the natural breastfeeding promotion, then may inadvertently endorse a controversial set of values. Who's it controversial to? The low IQ? It ain't controversial to me. It ain't controversial to people that have a solid grasp of understanding of what is natural and normal. It is natural and normal for a baby to want its mother's, not its daddy's, but its mother's breast milk. Okay, that's natural, and it's normal. And for you to change that in any way, if you don't want to change the words or change the approach, I would say it has the opposite thing going on. It means you're not normal. Forget the natural. I'll just stick with normal for the moment. Or abnormal in this case. I think this is hilarious. So it may inadvertently endorse a controversial set of values. I don't know how that... See, I can't even say that. A controversial set of values about family life and gender roles. Do you realize the percentage that this is controversial with is single digit? They go on to say this would be ethnically inappropriate. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's ethically inappropriate. I have to make the letters bigger. Now, whatever the ethics of the is appealing to in natural breastfeeding promotion, it raises practical concerns. Part of it being the natural option does not align consistently with public health goals. You know, this is like the woman's health thing. Like today, everybody was all excited. This is what I say, because notice it said consistent with public health goals. What health goals are public that doesn't have to do with a woman naturally feeding its baby? What is unnatural about that? I'm just trying to understand. And then I love the thing today where everybody got excited. All the pro-abortion people got excited about the Texas ruling from the Supreme Court said, okay, no, you can't. Check this out. Check this out. This is what I think this is. I just love this. The Supreme Court came down and said, you can't require a clinic or a doctor at an abortion office, whatever you want to call them, okay, to have access to a hospital close by. Now, just let that sink in for a second while I throw something at you. In the 70s, when the Roe versus Wade decision came down, it came down not so that abortion would become more commonplace. That was not the goal. Go read it yourself. It was so women would have a safe and sane ability to get an abortion if they needed one, if the mother's health was in danger. It was not supposed to be simply elective and, you know, what is their new mantra? On demand and unapologetic or something like that. That is so 180 degrees of what the original ruling was. So now we've gone to the point where, you know, we've got the Gosnells of the world, right? Remember the baby killer? right? We've got those. So now in Texas, with the Texas, now I realize that probably a lot of those guys, a lot of the legislators were trying to make it so you couldn't have an abortion in Texas. Okay, so be it. Whatever. But the approach that they took was, look, if you're in a clinic and it's an hour away from the hospital, and you haven't got the equipment you need to save the life of a mother, no, you can't do, you cannot do that abortion there. If your doctor doesn't have an affiliation with a local hospital so they can get in there and get taken care of, no. How is that not safe? How is that not pushing for the safety of the mother? But, you see, this is why I say it goes back again. Yeah, I'm going off. I can tell. It goes back in. They're disingenuous. I like to call it lying. Less letters, easier for an idiot like me to understand. They're lying. It's not that it's not a woman's health issue. It is not. Cosmetic surgery is not a health issue. It might be a mental one. You know, if I have my nose made shorter, maybe I have some of the stomach stuff taken away, maybe, you know, I'll feel better about myself. It's not a health issue. So to say an abortion is a woman's health issue, as the mother's at risk from a death's perspective, is not true. It's a lie. And then again, back to, if you're so concerned, you bunch of hypocrites, if you're so concerned about the mother's health, if you really truly care about the woman, why would you let her go to a clinic that has a subpar doctor that can't get a connection with a local hospital, and she may not be able to get to a hospital in time to stop her from bleeding, and she would die from that? But you're okay with that, as long as she's able to carry out her right to have total control over her body, no matter what, even if it means that she might die. Wow. Yeah, you make all kinds of sense. Okay? Anyway. Now, see, I lost my place over here. But it's okay. I can get back to the gist of the story. How did I get there? Never mind.
Was it about natural, normal
women? Oh, that's right. The natural, normal thing. Yeah. I don't even think those words mean the same as they used to. We have to go look those up, too. Back to natural breastfeeding. And you're right. It's not. 8 years ago, if you told me we would be talking about the breastfeeding and sexual stuff and all that on the show, I would have said, you're out of your mind. I'm not going down that road. But it has become so prevalent. It has become so crazy. The conversation about this stuff has become so crazy that somebody's got to bring it out. Somebody's got to talk. There were 3,000 other shows talking about Obama tonight. You don't need me talking about Obama. Right? It's really that simple. They can deal with him. But all this other stuff that is just flying by, floating, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of getting by us. You're sending your kids to these colleges where these morons are telling them that breastfeeding is not natural. And not that breastfeeding is not natural, but saying that a woman, that a mother, that a female, it's natural for a woman, mother, or female to breastfeed. Because what does that do? that waters down the gender fluidity. And again, I say, when a male gives birth, here's how it works. When a male gives birth, okay, I'm sorry?
He's going to die.
It would be very painful. No comment. When a male gives birth and he's able to feed that baby from his own breast, okay, the milk that Mother Nature doesn't have a male produce, I will eat my Bible live on TV. How's that? Does that work for you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Rick Green will join me in the next hour. Maybe he can bring some sanity to the conversation. Is the Constitution relevant today? Is it alive? Does anybody really care? I do. I know some of you do, too. We'll be back in a little bit.